ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Don McLean's ballad American Pie immortalizes the greatest tragedy in rock and roll history. It was 50 winters ago next Monday night that the lives of three rising stars ended when their small plane crashed in northern Iowa. They had just finished performing at the Surf Ballroom.
But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper.
A day, the music died.
Iowa pilot Roger Peterson also died.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
It was the beginning of the rock and roll era, and we had teen dances every Tuesday night at the Surf.
Linda Moen Muth is sitting in the same booth where she was on that fateful night in 1959.
And so it wasn't a big deal that night. It wasn't until after his death that we realized we had witnessed something that would be history.
What songs did you remember Buddy singing?
Peggy Sue and That'll Be the Day were his two great hits from that time that we remember, and we danced to That'll Be the Day several times that night. He played it more than once.
There are no recordings from that night, but YouTube has the greatest hits of all three performers at the peak of their careers. This sound clip is dated 1958 at the Paramount Theater in New York. In 1957, after playing in Denver, Holly was interviewed by reporter Freeman Hoover.
And we'd like to also mention that we would like to thank you for plugging our records, and we'd like to thank everyone around here for listening to them and buying them.
I'm standing on the stage at the Surf Ballroom where Buddy Holly and the other performers would have been looking out over the crowd 50 years ago. In the back and along one side are dozens of booths where people would gather and have drinks and chat between dances. The total capacity is listed at 2,100.
And I remember I got real close to the stage. You could almost reached out and shook hands with Buddy Holly.
Mick Mawson was in high school.
And I remember some of the girls would faint when they introduced Buddy Holly or J.P. Richardson.
Chantilly lace.
And the Big Bopper.
The one that stands out in my mind more that night was J.P. Richardson, because he walked out carrying a white telephone.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
Early the next morning, my dad always had the radio on and heard that the plane had crashed.
I was just stunned. You know, the last thing we seen is him singing one of his hit songs, and then the next thing, he was dead.
They were singing.
And I can remember just standing in the kitchen, not able to move. I could not believe my ears.
Tomorrow, we'll visit the crash site and hear how the Surf Ballroom might have sounded during that historic winter dance party 50 years ago. In Clear Lake, this is Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.